live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 314. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. Folks, how'd you like it? Week one, college football. We had a full slate of games for week one. It was great to have football back. We had that. We've got NFL. They're kicking off tomorrow, the big slate tomorrow with the National Football League. We've got Ravens, Chiefs tomorrow night. And then we got more football on Friday with the Packers and the Eagles down in Mexico, or Brazil, excuse me. And then we got more football Saturday. So we've got football Thursday, football Friday, football Saturday, football Sunday, football Monday. We are getting, this makes up for the week zero, three or four dead games that they gave us that first week. So we're going to get five big days of football coming up. I can't wait. Colts season opener this Sunday against the Houston Texans here at Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts going for their first home opener win since 2013. And who was the running back then? Does anybody remember? I do. It was Vic Ballard. Vic Ballard was your starting running back for the Colts back in 2013. The last time the Colts won, that was 11 years ago. 11 years ago. Holy cow. So Colts right now, it's not the sexiest pick here, folks, but I'm going to take the Colts. And I've told Jonathan this when we've talked. I'm taking the Colts to cover. Plus three. I'm taking the cover. I'm taking Colts money line. You got to get the monkey off the back. And this has to be the year you get the monkey off the back. I know you're playing a really really good on paper Houston Texan team that's right now, it's guns a-blazing for them, all guns a-blazing. And we're going to see exactly what they can do as we get closer. It's going to be Houston came into Indianapolis last year. When you get in the playoffs, and they knocked off the Colts in Indianapolis, a terrible play call by the Colts there. On fourth down, going to a third-string running back. You took out your best player, Jonathan Taylor. So you got to believe that the Colts are going to be trying to exercise those demons for that. So we'll have our guy Tanner Penrod calling in tonight as well. We'll be talking all things college football with Tanner. We got Pick'em recap. Huge night in Pick'em last week. We'll flash those stats up there tonight. But, I went 6-3-1. Tanner went 6-3-1. And Jonathan Birdsong went 5-4-1. So, overall, a good start to the week, or start to the year for all of us. You know, we're all above 500 last week, which is perfect. I don't know how your bets went. My bets were great last week. I went like 8-1 or 8-2 overall for my bets. So, looking at the card, looking at the board, what bets do I like this week, and who's catching my eyes? I'll give you a little sneak peek before I put my betting card out this weekend. College football-wise, I've kind of liked the Nebraska-Colorado game. That's going to be one I'm going to be looking at there, out there in Lincoln. We got Texas and Michigan, another huge game up there in Ann Arbor. Tennessee and NC State, that's going to be played in Charlotte. And then Kansas and Illinois is another game. I like that line right now, Kansas -5.5. So we'll talk college football more tonight when Tanner gets on. He'll be joining us momentarily. Jonathan's running a little tad late. We won't find him. His traffic's running like a mess right now. But he said he will be on momentarily. So what do we do until then? Well, let's talk NFL. Let's talk games this week, week one, Chiefs-Ravens right now. Let's look at the spreads. That game right now is Chiefs -3 at home. So that's basically saying that these two teams are pretty even overall, and home team gets the 3-point difference there. And that one, I got to believe, you know, Chiefs obviously are the perennial favorites this year. And I think they stay the favorites, folks. I really do. I think they stay the favorites until they get beaten. Until they show they get beaten in the Super Bowl, you'd be crazy to go against them. And I'm not the crazy one. I will, when it comes to Patty Mahomes, I will bet with Patty Mahomes and run it as far as I can go. As we talk with the Colts Texans, my +3 right now at home. Some of the things, first touchdown score bets via DraftKings Sportsbook, Jonathan Taylor at +700 as the first touchdown scorer, Anthony Richardson +750, Joe Mixon +750. You know, I would, looking at that run game, I would almost say maybe a little Jonathan Taylor, but I'm probably going to go wide receiver probably for first touchdown. Man, how about A.D. Mitchell? A.D. Mitchell, first touchdown +2,200. It's not the sexiest, but it definitely will pay you off the most. +2,200, $10 bet right there wins you $230, folks. So $100 bet gets you, wins you $2,300. A.D. Mitchell, first touchdown bet. I do like that one as we look ahead for them. Give me 1 second here. Let's take a look at some more other lines we've got. Over under, how does everybody feel about that over under right now? 48.5 over under. That's kind of where I would have put it. 48 points. I think it's like 27-24 type of game. That to me sounds like a Colts Texan game. I think we had it last year as well, Colts Texans. Colts +3 at home, over under 48.5. Listen, I'm not gonna church it up for you. I'm taking A.D. Mitchell, first touchdown at +2,200 on DraftKings. I'm taking Colts +3 this weekend and Colts money line. This is the year they get the monkey off the back. 11 years since they've won a home opener. If not now, when, right? And you say, well, maybe next year. But I think they catch Houston off guard. I think Houston is the sexy pick. Houston is the public pick. And hey, Colts don't have to win a shootout. You know, they can win an ugly game. And if there's any game you can win ugly in, it's the first game of the year. Everybody's coming in a little bit rusty. So let's ask my co-host here, Jonathan Birdsong, who's joining us here. JB, hey, man, if the Colts got a chance to win an ugly game starting out, it's always the first one, right? Against Houston?
You would think, man. Everybody's offense, you know what I'm saying, unless you maybe Kansas City ain't going to be zipping it up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I still expect, you know what I'm saying, guys still be a little rusty, you know what I'm saying? And if you can get that first game, you know what I'm saying, that's the one you're going to get, man. So, you know what I'm saying, like, hopefully Colts get the monkey off their back, man. But, I'm sorry I'm late. You know what I'm saying, traffic, you know what I'm saying, Indianapolis, it is what it is. It's horrible. That's what it is. But, like, nah, man, if we living in a football world, I know we got to talk NFL. I know we got to talk college. And, you know what I'm saying, I know Tanner's calling in a few to do pick'em. We got to go over that because I didn't necessarily have a terrible weekend, but I didn't have a great weekend either. But, like, nah, man, where you want to dip into you want to continue with NFL?
We'll save NFL. I want to go to college until Tanner calls in.
Okay.
John, I've got my top three. Well, let me take that. I had my top three list of coaches on the hot seat after week one. Already after week one. So give me a second here. I had it on my
Ooh, I'm in Florida.
Okay. Here we go. Here's my three that are on the hot seat after week one. In third place, I'm going with Texas A&M's head coach. I know he just got there, John, but God damn it, you had a chance to sit there and put Notre Dame away. I'm glad Notre Dame, but for pick'em, I took Texas A&M. If I would have just listened to that quarterback for Texas A&M talk when he was talking Saturday, if I would have just heard him talk the way he was talking in College Game Day, I should have made my pick change. That dude has no leadership capabilities whatsoever. Connor Wigma, absolute tool. I don't think he's got a shot, and I don't think he's going to be their future starting quarterback there. The dude started his first four games with him back in 2022 or whatever, 23, before he suffered that season-ending injury. But the dude's just, I don't know, man. You hear a guy talk, and you're like, this guy don't got it. Yeah. So, ugly-wise, Elko, man, some of that play calling, not so good. So I've got you number three on my list. Number two,
uh-oh,
I've got Mike Norvell, Florida State. He's got to be fired, John. He's got to go. Two eggs, two big eggs, Georgia Tech and Boston College. I think they're, what, 0-2 in the officially
they
in
are
the ACC? It's a wrap.
They are 0-2. Yeah, they are 0-2, a team that thought about, you know what I'm saying, national championship implications. We're getting to that NIL. It's going to be a debate, Brandon, because I'm probably going to go scorched earth on that. But, like, nah, man, yeah, I could definitely see Mark Norvell, getting the show out at the end of the season then.
Yeah, Norvell, you are the guy that, you're number two on the list. You would be number one if it wasn't for this guy, Billy Napier. I've preached to you how many times that he needs to be fired from Florida. John, another perfect example this past weekend as they got the belt taken to them by the Hurricanes of Miami.
Yeah. But, like, Brandon, you say these things about Florida head coach, man, and they still playing Dan Mullins, I thought. You know what I'm saying? Some of that buyout they gave.
They shouldn't have fired him.
You say what now?
They should not have fired Dan Mullins. Biggest mistake Florida's made.
Oh, man. You want to clip that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't heard nobody say that, man, but and I don't know if they kind of go back and look at that. I don't know who's, you know what I'm saying? Florida seems like, you know what I'm saying, a cush job. I know we kind of talked about with Tanner maybe last week and maybe Lane Train going there. But I think Lane Train's probably, you know what I'm saying, nestles there. But, like, hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that list. That top three list, the Florida coaches are, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, you know, the fingers are pointing at you. You know what I mean?
You know what?
And, like, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I got an honorable mention that didn't make the top three.
Wait a minute. Is he in Louisiana?
He is not, but he should be. He's also honorable mention. He's like fourth. The first honorable mention I have to give is Dabo Swinney. I mean, not John. The reason why I'm saying Dabo is because of this, John. You have single-handedly just ruined your program by being arrogant, being stupid, and thinking that you can do this without any transfers. No, that's egotistical. That's arrogancy, and it's pissing down his leg now that he's seeing that, damn, you're getting your ass waxed by Georgia, and their second-string and third-string players are better than your first-string players. And if you're going to sit there and you're going to be a badass, you want to try to be defiant and be, oh, good golly, I'm Dabo Swinney, and we're going to recruit. Okay, go ahead and recruit. See how far that got you. What have you done? What have you done since you lost Deshaun Watson? What have you done since you lost Trevor Lawrence? I mean, we're going on 3 or 4 years now without these two.
Right.
What have you done? And if you're not, if I'm an AD and of this school, yeah, Dabo, you got this national title. Okay, that's good. But we know how college football is. It's what are you doing for me now? What are we doing to get better? And if you're stuck in your ass ways of just recruiting and not going out and using the NIL portal, you've got. It's not like you don't have the money, John. You got the funds. He's just arrogant. He's just an arrogant asshole and doesn't want to do it. And guess what? You're seeing the results of it right now. You're getting thumped by Georgia bad.
Yeah, I thought they would leave
that.
I thought the point spread was like 13. I thought they was at least covered, and they did. They got whacked. So I still wouldn't put that. Man, it's crazy, Brandon. They still got Clemson in the top 25. Can you believe? You know what I'm saying? I can't believe it. They're still in the top 25 at all.
Because they didn't get shut out. They got shut out. They'd be out of the top 25.
So, but I kind of still think he gets a bounce back. You know what I'm saying? He'll get the team. It's not rudderless. You know what I mean? Especially with that particular ACC conference. I'm not saying it's watered down or anything. I think the conference might have leveled up. Things might have kind of leveled up, and some teams did spin.
Even with a bad Florida State team, you think it leveled up?
Well, listen, man. Florida State, like, listen, I don't know. It's what you spend your NIL on. I don't know. Like, I get it, man. DJ Uiagalelei had a great year last year at Oregon State or whatever. He zipped it up and down. That was Pac-12 football. now trash. There's a whole lot of tape on him. There's a whole lot of tape on him now. A whole lot of bad tape on him. They got bad tape on him. That's why the NFL didn't want him. You know what I'm saying? And it looks like they get in the red zone, they had to kick field goals. You know what I mean? And you can't you have to take the points there, but you can't win. You know what I'm saying? They should be dominating. They should be living in the red zone. Their defense should be, you know what I'm saying, feasting on teams. But right now, their offense, you know what I'm saying, can't get out of their way. So, Mike Norvell definitely on the hot seat. And the way things is going, the way Deion talks, the way, you know, Shedeur Sanders talks and Horn talks, like, you know what I'm saying, they might make a Deion offer. He can't refuse to leave Colorado.
And then another one, John. Your brother down there in Louisiana,
my
who
brother.
Can't win a season open
brother.
The game, and
he
slammed that press conference table.
Well, Brandon, they didn't use NIL money. Like, the NIL dudes, like, they checked out.
Hey, I was happy. So I took USC.
right. USC showed they had a little bit better defense than I thought. Great catch, right? A receiver named escapes right from USC. He had great catch. He had like more, like two great catches. As a matter of fact, kind of jumped off my screen with that. USC was, I mean, I'm saying we knew Lincoln Riley, you know, saying would have a competent enough offense out there, but it was like defense. Their defense pressed on the vaunted offensive line that I thought the Louisiana LSU would have, and that didn't happen. So it was a close game until it wasn't a close game. Because they were cheering on the sideline, or the, you know what I'm saying, the feeling was that the game was over. And that, I mean, I get it. 2024, y'all ain't never seen. We haven't seen that in a long time. I grew up in a different era. You know what I'm saying? We can probably find some table thumping from Gene Katie. We definitely can find some from Bobby Knight. You know what I'm saying? But I know that's basketball. But like, nah, man, I get it. Some people said it's fake or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand.
You're talking about his accent, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. You got to remember, Ed Orgeron got fired from LSU, and he won a national championship for him.
Yep.
So they ain't got no problem. They ain't got no problem firing Brian Kelly, coming out with that buyout money for Brian Kelly if, you know what I'm saying, he can't get the team. They paid, you know what I'm saying, a pretty penny in NIL. They also recruit powerfully, you know what I'm saying, amongst – the Alabamas and the Texas, they got no problem getting kids to, you know what I'm saying, to come to LSU. But, you know what I'm saying, you give your coach a Maserati, and he didn't pay all his defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators, you know what I'm saying, to figure it out on the field for him, and then you come up short because, dude, did they get penalized? You gotta be a smarter football team, man. Y'all up, and they the only team took a penalty, I think a personal foul penalty, or targeting penalty. Like, you have to be smarter than that. So, Brian, I mean, I think Brian Kelly gets turned around, but I get why he's on the All-American list for sure.
John, there's a difference between criticism and asking questions to just, like, you're not disrespecting a team. When you criticize a team and you're asking questions, you're not disrespecting the players. You're not disrespecting the coach needs to answer during good times. And he needs to answer during bad times. Deion Sanders looked like a fucking baby out there in Colorado right now, man. He just, I don't know. It's a different Deion, and he's very defensive. And, like, the reporters are doing their job, man. I watched his post game this past Thursday night. You played North Dakota State. You played like shit. They have the reporters have a right to criticize you. Crossroads Sports has a right to criticize you the way you played. Like, we talked about this over the weekend when we did our show, John. They haven't seen no improvement, but I'm getting tired of the Deion antics of woe is us and you're against us and a target and you're not allowed to criticize. Last I checked, dude, you played professional sports. Like, suck it up. That's part of sports is criticism and shake it off. You're the coach. Use it as motivation. And he's just coming off a whiner, man. And it's to me, it's a little off-putting.
Do you think he knows that his team ain't that good?
I think
he had high hopes that.
Here's my question. Is he really in it for the team or is he in it for his sons?
I think he's in it for his team. I don't think
he is.
I don't think
so? Nope, not at all. Deion's in it for himself and his sons. That's it. I told you Sunday when we did the show, he is going to leave this program worse condition than it was when he took over when they were a one-win team.
Okay, I see who you picking in Nebraska, Colorado this weekend.
Yeah, that's gonna be the mortgage game right there. Put the mortgage down on them. Picks for last week, sports betting, not our picks until we get Tanner on. Hey, I took Minnesota plus the 3. My God, it was a squeaker that first Thursday night with Carolina beating them by 2. I thought that was a sure a wrap. I took Colorado live dogs at minus 2.5 and money line. Love to see that Boomer Sooner wagon out there a little bit more than what I did. It got nerve-wracking at the end. Wisconsin did not cover the 23. I had them 23-point winners. They won by 14 over Western Michigan. Stanford lost by 7 in a huge game. I had them at plus 8.5, so that was a great cover on Friday night. Probably one of my favorite picks, John, that I made this past weekend was Vanderbilt. Plus 13.5 and Vanderbilt money line. I was listening to some guys on game day, and I was listening to Stanford Steve, and he was talking about Vandy. So I put some change on Vandy money line and also the spread, and they put that thumping on Virginia Tech, knocked them off in overtime. That was probably one of my favorite bets. One of the ones I got wrong, completely wrong, just sucked all the way around, was the West Virginia-Penn State game. When I put money on that one, God, just West Virginia just didn't show up. The easy one was Georgia winner, and then I had a big pick'em parlay. Oklahoma State minus 9.5, Hawaii plus 14, and USC plus the 4. That hit for a plus 600. Miami was an easy hit for me. Northwestern was an easy hit. The under 48.5 for Notre Dame and Texas A&M hit. Notre Dame plus 3. Those all hit. I did miss on the over for USC LSU. I had an over 64. It did not hit. But overall, 12-4 for the first week of sports betting on via DraftKings. I'll continue to put the picks out every week. Already starting to dive into the lab, look at the bets as we speak. And we'll see. But 12-4, 75% winning percentage first week. We'll take that week one going into week two. We'll carry that balance over. So we're going to bring our guy on here, Tanner Penrod. Hopefully his bankroll is just as good as mine is. It's probably even better, hopefully. Tanner, how was your week one, buddy? 12-4 for me, betting-wise. I like it.
You went a little bit more. You did a little bit better than I did. I only made like 5 bets, but I made some hard ones, made some heavy ones. Wyoming cooked me pretty good. West Virginia did too.
You take
I made a lot of back. Yeah. Made a lot back on that USC game. That was a good one. You know me, I don't like betting with my heart, so I stayed away from that Notre Dame game. But there was I'm trying to think what those other two were. I think I ended up going 3-2. I took Georgia. I just really did. I just don't trust Dabo. He doesn't do anything in the portal. I knew by the second half I'd probably catch up to him. So the Georgia game was a good bet for me on Saturday. A no sweater. And then I think I took Alabama, and I think the over, just the over, not them to cover, just the over, and I think I hit that. So I think some of those new coaches sometimes like to put it on people just to show what they get to do a little bit more.
Speaking of that, man, did you please tell me you saw, did you see the bad beats this week with Van Pelt?
Yeah, I watched that. Yeah, I actually watched it on Twitter.
How wild was that Rutgers one?
Wow. Yeah. That's unreal.
Oh, I would be so pissed if I had Howard on that. Basically, John, Rutgers is up by 26 or so with less than 15 seconds to go, and they're running it from the 30-yard line in for touchdowns. Ran 3 plays.
I would have been pissed.
Shiano did not give a shit.
No, he did not.
He 100% did not care, but yeah, like you said, man, I missed out on that, a huge hit for me for Vandy. I was only going to do 8 plays. I told myself I was only going to do 8 plays. I did 12. I added a couple extras once I hit that parlay with that, so that was good. But, hey, it's West Virginia pissed me off. That was a big one I thought I was going to have. I'll tell you this, fellas. Tanner, you missed it. I went in on Dabo Swinney and Clemson just because of him and his air betting card. But this Saturday I am taking, and you can put the condo, you can put the resort. I'm taking App State plus 17 at Clemson.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Clemson has not covered in 8 of their last 9 games at home against non-conference in September. They haven't covered it. He ain't covering it.
I'm not saying anything bad, but they said how bad Dabo is in the portal. They said at one time, 10 of his 11 players were white guys. And he said, if you follow in Dabo, you know that ain't normal Clemson ball. So, I mean, they're going to be bad. He doesn't like the portal. And he's got to get in there or he's going to get his ass whipped every time.
Yeah, Tanner, so I gave John earlier my top 3 coaches every week, who's on top of the top 3 coaches to get fired, in a tie for honorable mention.
Florida State guys up there.
Yeah, so Dabo, I got honorable mention was Brian Kelly, and who was the other one I had, John, honorable mention?
Mike Luke. No,
stop it. They didn't play the game yet.
They played Missouri State this weekend.
Yeah, I forget who the hell I had. But Norvell is second on my list. Dabo was third, and Napier was first. I preached Napier to get fired. Preaching it.
No, they are.
All the Florida fans ain't going to go to any more games. They'd rather sit in that stadium and watch Swamp Kings on Netflix, the Urban Meyer story, with Florida Gators and Tebow, than sit there and watch this Florida Gators. But you know this guy has a problem. But in his press conference, that dude can't even open a water bottle. He tried for 7 minutes to open a water bottle, and he couldn't. And you could tell it was flustered and pissing him off. Your coach can't do that. He can't coach you to a win. I'm sorry, Florida. Should be better than that.
How funny was that thing I sent you about that Lane Kiffin tweeted at Brian Kelly?
Yeah. Are you guys going to give any respect to a 76-0 win?
That wasn't fake. That was a real deal.
Yeah, you gonna give me respect to the 76-0 ass whooping?
Hey, that's what they gotta do. What are they right now? They gotta be top 5.
6.
I knew the polls came out, and I just hadn't checked them yet. They did. That was on my list.
I need John Furstone to put some respect on his name this year, man. He ain't doing it yet. So
I don't know if I had. Did I have Purdue? I'm sorry. Did I have Ole Miss in my top 10? This week? I know the
I don't know how you know.
Man, y'all believe in Ole Miss.
You got him 7.
I got him 7, man. I still believe in Tennessee a little bit more when they get the league play.
Hey, if Florida job comes open, does Lane Train go to Florida?
Yeah, we actually, right?
I know we talked about that. I tell you this, he better take it, because if not, you know who Brian Kelly would be groveling to get there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And then he'll have his swamp ass concoction down there.
He'll be turning like Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, I tell you. And then what else? Norville just Florida State's pissed down the league. Season's over. They've already got the U-Hauls. I heard a rumor, and I'm sorry, Florida State fans, you can call in, let me know. I heard a rumor that they already had the Brinks truck backed up for Dion in Colorado. And the moving trucks, the Mayflowers, were already in Florida State getting Norvell shit out.
Mayflower got bought by United. Don't be saying that, man. You know that, man. Listen, here's what I'll say. The ACC is really kind of wide open now, isn't it? From a conference champion, you know what I'm saying, that gets to go to the playoffs, potentially. I know Brandon believes in Miami. And that's just a small sample size that we've seen. It's not like Georgia Tech ain't 2-0 out here. It ain't like NC State. But
watch out! Don't sleep so much on Boston College just because you think they beat a four. Bill O'Brien's gonna have that team ready to play. up there.
Yeah.
Some say, oh, Jeff Brom's going to take Louisville to the ACC championship.
I forgot about him, Jeff Brom. Absolutely. ACC's kind of wide open.
Notre Dame's got revenge on their mind when they play old Louisville coming up.
Yeah, September 28th at Notre Dame at 3:30, day game. So So we'll see.
I'm telling you what, Notre Dame's gonna have revenge on their mind. I don't know who they play. They play Purdue week three, the week before. I'm just trying to make sure.
Indiana State didn't cover for me. I thought they would cover that game.
I knew it. I talked to my buddy. Remember that guy I always give crap to that I said, if Purdue doesn't, I saw him in the bar like 2 days later. I said, I took Purdue. I said, if they don't cover for 11 straight weeks, I'm calling your ass out. I'm not taking them. He started laughing.
Boys, looking at standings. Tanner, thanks for pointing out. It was an early Monday morning or Tuesday morning when I, because I took Minnesota +3 in DraftKings, but I forgot it was 2 here, and that's what it was. So,
yeah.
But overall, Tanner, me and you are 6-4 overall. Jonathan, 5-5-1. This past week, me and Tanner both went 6-3-1. Jonathan went 5-4-1. So, hey, let's give it a round of applause. Week one, we're all over 500. All right, we're all over
500. Step on the back.
Let's go.
Greg Starr. Going into these games this week, guys, first two games here, there's no lines for these two games. So the Kelp kind of, hey, you know, let's boost our records a little bit. We're going to go just money line, wins, loss, who wins, who loses these two games. And we won't worry about spreads for these since there's no real lines out for it. Missouri State at Ball State. John, season opener for the Cardinals. We'll let you start us off.
You already know I'm going Ball State, man. Somebody on this phone line, you know what I'm saying, says Mike Newt is on the sizzle seat and is out, man. I don't know, man. There might be a coordinator get fired before Mike Newt gets fired. I looked up Missouri State, see what they did last year. Bottom of the Sun Belt, whatever the hell they're from, man. I got Ball State, man. Let's go.
Okay. Tanner?
I'm going to take Ball State, but if I was to give a line, has Missouri State played a game yet already or no?
I think they're 0-1.
Yeah, I think they played one game.
One game? What are we taking? Probably Ball State -7. If there's a line, I don't know how much it would be more than that. I'll take Ball State. That's my alma mater, and I want them to win. And Mike New needs this win if he wants to keep coaching at Ball State. So –
are you going to pass a free drink, free shot to Mike New if he comes into the bar?
Yeah.
Okay. So you still feel confident with it. You're not free booze to him. All right, you're good.
Yeah, I feel like they should win this one.
Yeah, I think Ball State too.
We're in a long season if they lose this one.
Yep, I'm taking Ball State, snap call there. Western Illinois and Indiana, I'm taking Indiana. No line there. Western is god awful. They are they've not scored more than like 6 points in the last season and a half. So another Kurt Segnetti game stuffer. I think the Hoosiers easily win this one. I'm taking the Hoosiers.
I'll snap call you real quick. They actually kind of impressed me last week. I watched them for a little bit. So
hey, he wasn't happy. He called out the fan base leaving at halftime.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what's going to happen when you play some of these teams like this. I mean, I don't know. You're going to have to offer these kids free booze in there if you want them to stay, Coach. You're going to have to do something. $1 beers.
Oh, Birdsong will be there.
So, yeah. Be there. So you start doing that, and then the fans won't leave. I mean, I remember when Coach Saban used to get pissed like that at Alabama because teams would leave at halftime. I mean, when it's not interesting, you're going to leave. So – I'll just make it quick and easy. Give me the Hoosiers.
Okay, John?
Yeah, somebody better remind Scagnetti. I'm not adding his name. Somebody better remind him that you are at a basketball school, sir. You know what I'm saying? That had that been the program and you had an A.J. Guyton out there or you know what I'm saying, or give me another classic one.
Damon Bailey.
Yeah, Damon Bailey. Yeah, that's
Calvert Cheney.
Yeah.
Todd Lindemann.
That's I don't know about Ty a little bit, bro. But yeah, they'll say it's in the end for that. But like, no, man, he should be happy. He should be happy. Offense did look competent. Defense, I don't necessarily know what IU is going to hold their hats on. You know what I'm saying? But you know, offense was competent, man. The transfer kid they got from, I think he went to Ohio last year. He's from a MAC school. Looks like he can play the part of a Big Ten. Well, we got to remain. Looks like he can play the part at IU. So I know, man. This era is off and running, man. The Hoosier faithful should be happy.
All right, big games now, fellas. First one up, Duke at Northwestern. Northwestern, 2.5-point favorites. I like, hey, you're playing by the lake. You got a nice win against Miami, Ohio first week when a lot of people didn't think you'd do it. Give me Northwestern to cover that 2.5. Number 3-point win at Duke against Dukies.
I'll go real quick.
Or Tanner,
oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Have Johnson. Okay, I'll go. I'll make it quick. I don't know how much time. Battle of smart schools here, but Duke's got a new coach, new quarterback too. Those are a couple things. And on the road at Northwestern, I think it's going to be a little smash mouth. I don't think Duke's ready for that yet. That's how Big Ten plays. I think it'll be a grinder. And since it's only 2.5, I think Northwestern can sneak by with a field goal win in that game. So, yeah, give me the Northwestern Wildcats.
John.
Yeah, man, give me Northwestern, man. This is going to be that – lock it in. Everybody pick the same team. That – Brandon misses by the lake, man. That scenery was crazy.
Yeah,
that scenery was crazy, man. So I don't know if any – you know what I'm saying, doctor – you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they can get the next Travis Kelce slash Dr. Travis Kelce to come to Northwestern the next couple of years, man. But that's definitely a recruiting tool. But as far as this weekend, man, Northwestern should beat the Dukies.
Next one, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. No, this isn't the NFL, Battle of the AFC North. Pitt Panthers at the Bearcats. Bearcats, 2-point favorites at home. I'm going to take Pitt Panthers. Give me Narduzzi and them on the road, underdogs. Give me the win over Cincinnati. Give me Pitt.
Kind of speaks to that wide-open ACC, man. I think, you know what I'm saying, even though the brand names might be diminishing with Clemson. There's some of these other names that we kind of always, you know what I'm saying, just kind of look at as like doormats. They're going to get some games, man. I'm not saying Pitt's the doormat, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, Pitt on the road. I'm with it.
Okay, Tanner?
You know what? I think Coach left there, too. That's another thing. Cincinnati, I forget who they hired because Luke Fickell.
Didn't they hire the old Louisville coach, or they fire him already?
Well, that's a good. I'm just gonna go with. I hate to go with everybody's going on Pitt. I hate to everybody. It's all there. But I really think Pitt is the play here. Cause
I know,
I like
right?
Narduzzi. Yeah. So I'm just going to go, if I change it, I like Narduzzi. He's done a lot for that conference. He's done good there at Pittsburgh. And he makes the team play tough. I mean, Notre Dame's played him before. They play him tough. I think it's going to be a tough game for Cincinnati. And just on that alone, I think I'll just make it quick. I'm going to go Pittsburgh. If I change it, I'll let you know. But I'm siding with Pittsburgh right now. That's what my heart's telling me, and my head is too. So give me Pitt Panthers.
Okay, perfect. Next game, I actually put this out on my Instagram and Facebook this week that when it was the 3:30 game on CBS and it was the Big Ten, it was fantastic. So this week's game of the week. Number 4, Texas, 7-point favorites on the road at number 9, defending champion Michigan Wolverines. John, you will start us. Longhorns, -7 on the road at your defending champ Michigan Wolverines. What do you like?
I like Texas.
By the way, Archie did get a touchdown last week, John.
I think you got two.
Oh, he had two? Okay.
I think he might have got a running one. Let me just confirm. I think he ran one, maybe.
I thought he had one. Yeah.
I think he passed. I thought he got two. But you guys keep talking. I'm going to double check.
Love it. Yeah, go ahead, John. Keep talking.
No, man, they said Lil Manning or Quentin Ewers is going to be the next football quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks the next 2 years. There you go. Book it.
Damn.
I did, yeah. Hey, Archie got two titles, not to interrupt, a rushing and a passing. I thought I saw a rush one in there, too.
Who do you like in the game? Wolverine stand
now,
a chance?
I'm going to take the Wolverines. I wanted someone to get on Texas quick, baby.
What?
Uh-oh.
I loved it.
Wow.
Michigan. Had a little look ahead last week. Probably should have known that. You got Texas coming in there. They're going to be ready to go. Look ahead last week.
Sharon going
to
cry?
Line went from 4.5. Now it's up to like 7.5. You're going to give me that many points at Michigan. That's going to be a wild atmosphere. I still think Michigan's defense is good. They still got the defense.
Yeah.
Moving the rock a little bit tougher for them this year. I think they can stay with it. I think it's going to stay in there. I think Michigan, they're going to be playing their ass off. Sharon Moore might cry. Hell, if they win, he's balling. But I'm going to tell you what. Give me the Wolverines in those points. Too many points at home.
Wow. I'm not going to change it.
You're not changing, John?
Not right now, but I might have to look a little further into this.
I'll look into it for you. I'll give you your answer right here. Tanner, I like what you said. It is a lot of points, but this ain't the same Michigan team it's been in the past. I think you're in their head coach is a fraud, and I'm not talking about Jim Harbaugh. I'm talking about this Ron Moore. Secondly, Tanner, I would think the points would be a little much, but this isn't a night game. This is 12 o'clock noon. 12 o'clock noon game, Michigan doesn't play a lot of those. They play. Texas plays a lot. They are always at the 12 o'clock big game, it seems like. So if this was a night game, I'd say give me Michigan in the points. Night game, Ann Arbor, big house against a big Texas team. But this is noon. I mean, I don't know, man. I can see Texas winning this by 8, 9, 10 points easily. You know, maybe Michigan gets a field goal and they try an onside kick or something. But, yeah, I'm taking Texas minus the 7. If it was a night game, I'd go different, but it's a 12 o'clock noon start.
Mm.
So, next one, Tanner, we'll let you start. The Battle of the Hawkeye State. Iowa State at number 25, Iowa. Iowa, 3-point favorites.
Iowa, yeah. I saw them last week. I read a stat or something. I forget what they're – hold on, let me get this stat right up here. I had something good to say about the old Hawkeyes last week. I think they started out really slow.
They beat North Dakota.
I know, but in the game. I'm talking more in the game. I think they started out really slow in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had 6 points at halftime. The 34-point outburst they had in the second half, like the most points they scored in the half since Vietnam. Those sons of guns are going to be ready to play. Give me the Hawkeyes at home. Only 3. Rivalry. They look really good. Kayvon strong. Defense is still there. No, they played a shitty team. Shut them out. But defense, he's still got that awesome defense over there in the Hawkeyes. So I like only laying 3, 2.5, whatever it is. Give me the Hawkeyes at home.
Give me Hawkeyes minus the 3 as well. Rivalry game, home game. I think Iowa, they found something last week. I think they right the ship. Going up against a Matt Campbell team who he stayed way too long at Iowa State. His name was being put out there for other big gigs, and he's just kind of shit the bed ever since then. He's been there, I think now he's the second longest coach there in the Big 12. I think he's overstayed his welcome there. I think he used to be a hot coach everybody was looking for. Now it's kind of went to shit. Give me Iowa, even though Farron's, he's almost five past his prime as well.
I don't want one quick note, and I forgot, that's the old Michigan quarterback. I knew they had somebody back there that could flip it.
Yeah.
They got that McNamara back there.
He's terrible.
For Iowa. Yeah, he played all right last week. He was terrible at Michigan. Probably fits in better for a sloppy-ass team like Iowa. It's going to fit in for him. So, yeah, another reason why I like Iowa.
Okay. John?
I like Iowa just because kind of what Brandon, I mean, alluded to, man. And like I said, Tanner's first analysis is he hit it out the park. I obviously got the defense. And Brandon, like Brandon said, man, this coach been there how long? I got them pegged for, like, I got Iowa State pegged for, like, bottom of the Big 12. I know we're not going to win no fans over there, y'all. So, you know, it is. I know it is what it is, man. They lost to Memphis last year in a damn bowl game. I watched it. Y'all know I'm crazy. I watched the bowl game. You know what I mean? They lost to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? That's the building block for Memphis, man. But, like, Iowa State said, you know, y'all lost. Come on, man. I get it. Maybe this guy set out. Maybe that guy didn't want to put whatever. But, like, y'all still should beat Memphis, man. But, like, no. So the program is not in a trajectory way going upward at all, even though they're coming off a win. But it's a rivalry game. Iowa's a better team. I'm going with Iowa.
All right, next one up, Northern Illinois at number 7, Notre Dame. Irish, 4 touchdown favorites, minus 28.
Wow.
Tanner.
That's a lot. I know it's a lot. Notre Dame just got done fighting their ass off to get that victory and down there in at Texas A&M. Shocked me. Glad they got a victory down there. Probably something Brian Kelly could have never done if he coached Notre Dame. Always chokes in big games. So, yeah. They got a couple games before they have a they really got Purdue next week's an old rivalry up there on the road. I think this is one I'm going to take. I'm going to be quick. I think Notre Dame, I'm going to take a minus 20. I normally don't take teams this much, but I think the Irish got something to prove. After that hard-fought victory, they want to showcase that they're elite, that they're top five talent, so I can see them just pouring it on Northern Illinois. I just don't think they got the manpower to stick up. I think it might be close in the first half, but I just see Notre Dame just second half pulling away, winning by about 30-plus.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Man, y'all gonna turn it to me? You think I'm going to crap on a Mac school ever? You know what I'm saying? We pro mid-majors over here, man. So what's the cover, Brandon?
28.
What's the point cover? How many?
28. 4 touchdowns.
Northern Illinois, they got it.
All right.
Give me Northern the cover. Give me Northern Illinois the cover. They got it.
Give me Notre Dame minus the 28. I think, Tanner, you're right. I think they got to come out first home game. They got to stomp their asses. Maybe they're only up by like 22, and then a late pick six kind of seals that 28, hopefully. But, yeah, I think Notre Dame rides high. Hopefully it's not a letdown after a big game the past week, so. Riley Leonard, you know, he's good game manager. Me and John talked about it Sunday when we did our college football show. His stats weren't that impressive, but I think I was more impressed with his run game. I didn't expect to see him in Notre Dame doing that. So.
And I just think that Notre Dame pass defense is unreal. Northern Illinois thinks they're going to pass on somebody this weekend. They better just hope the running back has a good game because they're not passing on that Irish defense.
Yeah. Next one up, number 22, Kansas, minus 5.5 at Illinois. I'm going to take Kansas minus the 5.5. I think they just beat up on Illinois. Illinois is not that good. They have not impressed me. I know Bielema is their head coach, home game opener for Illinois, but I like Kansas, so taking them. John?
But, dude, you can pull my tape. I got Kansas winning the damn Big 12. Call me crazy. You know what I'm saying, but or at least competing. I'll walk it back just a little bit. I got at least competing, man. So Illinois is not terrible necessarily, Brandon. But you know what I'm saying. I get what you're kind of saying as far as you know what I'm saying what their overall product going to be. What is point? You said 5 is the spread. I still like Kansas though, so give me Kansas. They got a tremendous run game.
Tanner.
I'm going to go against you. You know me. I like taking the home teams that get points. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take Brett Bielema. I'm going to take Illinois. I know they beat a crappy Eastern Illinois last week. It's going to be Illinois' first 2-0 start if they do get it since 2019. Their quarterback looked good, but like you said, you're playing Eastern Illinois. He completed about 80% of his passes. I just think uh, I think he'll get his defense going. I think they're going to go probably run. They're going to be ready to stop the run, make Kansas beat them with a pass. So I'm just going to go quick. I know Illinois is terrible in September non-ranked games. They're terrible. But I'm going to go against that and just take them. Give me the 5.5 and give me the Illini.
Okay. Wow. Next game, big one. In Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium, number 15, Tennessee. 8-point favorites against number 24, NC State. NC State did not look great last week early with their game. There's somebody, John, you know, talks about the ACC could contend, how NC State did last year. John, you know, I took them a couple times throughout the year for NC State.
Yeah.
But they didn't do too well starting out. They did get them getting a win there, 38-21 over Western Carolina. But neutral field against Tennessee. Ooh, 8 points, man. That is a lot. John, let's start with you on this one.
I kind of like the balls in this one. Just better overall depth, if I'll say that. NC State. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Are you kidding? You know what I'm saying? They didn't transfer that way. He came from the Mountain West. He came from the Mountain West or something, man. This dude looks like, I don't know, man. He's out of this world. So, like, yeah, they'll protect him, keeping him up 100% straight. They'll be NC State. It's not like I'm, you know what I'm saying, shitting on NC State, y'all. NC State will still be, you know, thinking competing for the ACC, blah, blah, blah. But in this game, Tennessee.
Tanner.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go NC State. 8 points. Chattanooga was terrible.
Yeah.
Can't even pronounce this quarterback's name from Tennessee. Not even gonna try. It's got more vowels in it than it does than I've ever seen in my life. I just think at Charlotte, it's gonna be semi of a home game. It's a night game. I know Tennessee will travel there. It's not that far from them either, so it's not like it's a big distance game. I just really like. I mean, you're not going to get me off of it. I don't think I can get off of it. I think I'm just going to take – give me NC State. I think 8 points is just a bit too much.
Snap call, taking the 8 myself with you as well. I got NC State covering the 8. Maybe they lose by 7. Tennessee still wins the game. I got NC State at least covering it. So,
yeah.
Take them in.
Tennessee minus 8 is the second most bet spread so far this week.
Yeah. Big one, guys, Colorado at Nebraska, the old Big 12 or the Big 8 matchup, 7.5 so far. Currently, we got it at Nebraska minus 7.5. John, do you want to start us?
See, the first thing that come out of my mouth is going to say, I hope, because I do like Deion. I'm not going to trip. You know what I'm saying? I get y'all. Everybody thinks Deion is the prima donna, da-da-da-da, and all those things. But, like, I still kind of like the big baby, yeah, all that. I still like Deion. He's going to have to figure it out. Like, bro, if you want to continue in this profession, like, you're going to have to dig in because everybody else has dug in. If they had his talent or the cachet that they had, everybody else has dug in. So, like, in this game, Nebraska's just got a little bit more on the defensive side. I'm not saying they're going to shut out Colorado or anything like that. But, like, they got a little bit more on the defensive side. I think definitely the homie is a better, you know what I'm saying, a football program builder. He's got, you know what I'm saying, from Nebraska, what he needs to get his program built up. And away we go. Now, that doesn't mean that Nebraska all of a sudden is going to be ready to jump them up with Ohio State or the Michigans of the world, you know what I'm saying, consistently. You know what I'm saying? There's still that wackiness to where they technically should be in the Big 12, let's be honest with you. But, like, man, this is a tough game. Shadur, Horner, like, man, they're going to get the maximum out of it. We're going to see the best out of them. We're going to see, like, what the NFL sees, what they kind of drooling over right now. You know what I'm saying? A two-way player that probably, you know what I'm saying, he's going to have to figure out, is he better as a corner or is he better as a wideout? I think he's probably going to find – your meat and potatoes for him is going to be wideout, I think, right? But, you know, Nebraska just got a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm picking Nebraska. Sorry, Deion. This is going to be a great game, though.
And I like what he says, but Nebraska's starting a freshman quarterback, probably in the biggest game of his life. Nebraska's place is going to be rocking. I mean, Rule, the coach said pretty much the other day, he's like, fans, just go ahead and be assholes that game. They want it to be round. They want it to be rocking. I'm with Brandon. I mean, Jonathan, when he says Colorado's defense is bad, it struggled. That's their worst part. Their offensive line's not great. They can't really run the ball. Purdue will probably be on the run a lot. I think Travis Hunter's going to have a game. I think Shadur's going to throw a lot, probably have 400 in this game.
Go lay down.
So I'm going to take Colorado. I just think big-time game. I think that freshman butthole might get a little puckered in a close game, and I just like Colorado right here. I think Deion will get us. They might not necessarily win Colorado, but I think they'll be in it at the end. I know that stadium's going to be loud. Nebraska's crazy. So, yeah, give me Colorado.
Give me Nebraska with Ravioli as their quarterback. I know that's how you say his last name. That's the Jonathan Birdsong style of doing it. Ravioli quarterback. They owe some payback, man. People thought last year Nebraska was going to go into Colorado and put a whooping on that ass. And Colorado surprised a lot of people last year. They whooped on them. So I think Rule's got his guys in. He's got his million-dollar quarterback. I have Nebraska in the offseason. Dr. John, I had them start 6-0. So for me to walk that walk, I've got to have them win this game. So give me Nebraska minus the 7.5. As ugly as that 7.5 is, I'd rather be 7 and take a push, but 7.5, we'll stick with it. Game, gentlemen, Arkansas, who looked impressive. They're at number 16, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, 7.5-point favorites. Tanner, what do you like?
I'll go quick. Yeah, Bobby Petrino back there at Arkansas got him looking good. But I think Van Gundy, he needs, I forget what Max he said, he needs to get that mullet going again. I just like the Pokies at home in Stillwater. I'll be quick. Give me the Cowboys down there laying the 7.5. I don't like the hook, but I'll take – I like the Pokes. Give me Oklahoma State.
Okay. John.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, early in the season, always looked great. And, you know what I'm saying, it feels like they should be willing to play Alabama or, you know what I'm saying, or LSU, you know what I'm saying, early. Because they always look good, you know what I'm saying, the first couple of games. Then they kind of get in conference play, you know, they play Oklahoma, and then their world starts hurting for them. So, but, no, man, I like Oklahoma in this game. I get it. There's this whole spring tournament back with Petrino and whatnot. But, you know, I think Gundy – he wants to be in contention for damn sure to be 12 and for the playoff contention. So this would be a notch on his belt. Give me Oklahoma State.
Yep. I'm going to take Oklahoma State as well. I don't like the 7.5, but Petrino versus Gundy, Gundy at home advantage. I'll take that for sure. So I'll take the Cowboys as well. All right, Tanner.
All right, Reef, I'm going to leave you guys. This is a different note. I'm going up there. I'm going Friday, and I'm going to let you guys get back to your show. Friday, I go to Cubs-Yankees. If you don't think I'm going up to that Cubs-Yankees game, I'm sitting on the right field line right along that bullpen. If you don't think I'm ripping Clay Holmes' ass after his 11th blown save and a T-shirt in there, he might not make it out of it. I'll be wearing a Yankees thing, and I'm 6 rows back from that damn bullpen. I'm going to light his ass up like he's never seen before if this comes down to him coming into that ninth inning.
We'll be looking for it. We'll see if the cops are escorting you out as well.
Just got to give you a heads up. So, yeah, if you don't hear from me next week, I'm just called to Chicago jail. I might still
be here. Hey, if you put a bet on that game, and if you put some kind of bet on that game, whatever, let me know. I'll ride with you, whatever it is.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Check. That's our guy, Tanner Penrack, college football. Great picks this week, so we'll see how we do. John, a few notes before we end tonight. Let's talk we'll do quick hitters real quick. Indiana Fever, John, clinch a playoff berth, Caitlin Clark effect. My question to you is, besides them clinching a playoff berth, my problem is that we got people in WNBA and just writers and media now that are saying that, please, the Angel Reese's of the world and the Caitlin Clark's world. I think that's a bunch of load of crap.
Yeah, the years it has been, so comparatively, the years it's been co-rookies or co-MVPs or whatever.
Jason Kidd.
You really got max effort out of those players, and it was really hard. I remember Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So, they play people. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, there's a pro and con for it, but you look at the record, you see what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Andrew Reese's team, Skyforce, it's not like they're not playing with lottery picks their damn self. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to pick on her game. She's going to be a great player, bro. You know what I'm saying? She's an asset already for that particular team. How much sizzle? Does she got more sizzle in Chicago than the Bulls do? Be honest with you. But as far as, like, the award for the best player, man, like, she's not going to win it. Caitlin Clark's not going to win MVP. But she needs to be talked about on MVP level in conversation. Asia Wilson is MVP, by the way, y'all, because she plays defense, offense, and, you know what I'm saying, when they need a bucket, that's who they go to. Guess what? The same thing you can say about Caitlin Clark as it pertains to the Indiana Fever. The same thing you can say and as an impact rookie, whatever the dollars is what the dollars is. Like, so I don't know why anybody's complaining. You're like, go with it. And then when y'all go to the bargaining table, this is when you ask for your raise. Don't worry about it was Caitlin Clark, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, that helped us. You know what I'm saying? Just say, hey, man, we ready for our raise. Don't, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Barkley has, you know what I'm saying, chimed in on that, said he's jealous and petty. It is that.
She's racist.
Yeah, it is that, but. You know what I'm saying? At this point, like, I would – because I can't believe that. Like, dude, she won't even say the lady's name.
No, she won't. So if that doesn't scream racism there, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon, all right. That's like, man, like, come on now. Like, you can't be – I'm sorry when you were playing – and Cheryl Swoops was a great player for the Houston Comets. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that, you know what I'm saying, the great American population didn't want to come to see your games.
Right.
But, like, now, Brandon, it's 2024, the game has evolved, and now the great American population, they want to see Caitlin Clark, and they want to see some of these other wonderful rookies that we've seen come up through the last couple of years of the NCAA tournament. And people kind of, like, don't really acknowledge, man. Like, the NCAA tournament, Angel Reese built her brand. She said, you know what I mean? But, like, this is a level up. So, like, if she don't win, guess what, y'all? Larry Bird won the Rookie of the Year. He didn't, like, Magic Johnson didn't. It's okay. You see what I'm saying? It's okay. Magic Johnson still considered, you know what I'm saying, the top five. There you go. Did you unmute me?
Oh, man.
All right, let's see if we can get John back in. JB, are you there? Deep State almost had us.
Man, I was talking too much of that truth, man. They had to turn off my water. That's crazy. Like, nah, man, Caitlin Clark's going to be the Rookie of the Year, y'all. Just level up on it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Some of your favorite players from the past wasn't Rookie of the Year, and they went on to be, you know what I'm saying, greats, man.
Women are just jealous, man. They're just too jealous of each other. It's crazy. Last thing I have in basketball-wise, John, T.J. McConnell, big extension, 4 years, $45 million. He's here the next 5 years in Indiana State. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows that, you know what I'm saying, they must have been listening to the last couple of years of the show, man. We were kind of critical of the Pacers on where they're going to spend the money, where they to be able to retain players like a McConnell, like a, you know what I'm saying, Miles Turner, whoever, you know what I'm saying, and the Pacers have shown that they are willing to. It's now it's bringing the turn now for Miles Turner, for sure. Even right. Going into next season as he's a free agent. So, like, no, man, great for the Pacers, running back.
All right. Anything else, John, before we go?
No, man, just real quick, man, I had a little, you know, I read articles, man, a little disappointed in the Mountain West and what is left to remain of the Pac-12. They couldn't come up to a contract. Like, dude, who, like, Brandon, when you fill out your draft, who else, do you ever think about any of the Mountain West teams making it?
Right.
Besides Boise State, maybe. The commissioner came out and said, it's not going to be about record. It's going to be about the best teams. At some point, man, they're going to kind of shut out some of these teams. Right? So I just kind of thought they couldn't make a deal with Oregon State and Washington State to keep things relevant. I think that's kind of crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Oregon State, like, the Big Ten didn't want them or whatever, and, like, it doesn't make sense for them to go to the SEC. So, you know, hopefully things kind of get, you know what I'm saying, rearranged back to kind of how they were. Like, it still bugs my ass that Stanford and California are playing ACC. They need to have a little bit more Western, you know what I'm saying, as far as it helps them with their recruiting and their national TV schedule. Playing on the East Coast time zone, like, man, that does your program a disservice. You know what I mean? Look, nothing against Rutgers, because they're always going to be a shining hope, but, like, they're always going to be a shining hope. They will never be able to overcome Michigan's, you know what I'm saying, Nebraska even, you know what I'm saying, or definitely not Ohio State. So, like, no, man, I hope some of these conferences kind of, you know what I'm saying, figure their things out. But, like, no, man, great. We had another great show tonight, you know what I'm saying, pick them. I won't say it's controversial, man. We all were in the line on everything, man. So, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, hopefully we all come out 500 again. Don't have any NBA nuggets right now. Other than, oh, Brandon, did you know? This is right out off the press, right when I was coming in. The Philadelphia 76ers are talking about moving to New Jersey. If the city of Philadelphia doesn't get a new stadium,
They'll get one. They ain't gonna have Dr. J ain't gonna let that happen. Al Iverson's not gonna let Eric Snow. They won't let that happen. Tiger. Aaron McKee.
Tyro Hill.
Tim Legler.
Armand Gilliam. I'm trying to think who else played for the Phillies. Hershey Hawkins.
Oh.
Witherspoon.
They can't let that happen, man. What are they calling them? The New Jersey 76ers? Come on now. That's like the Washington Generals.
But no, man. Other than that, man, it's been a great show, man. God bless Brandon Rebell. He got a new dog. And he's got two pups, man.
Yeah, my wife's gone tonight, so I'm babysitting right now. He's in the kennel. I can hear him crying, so that's why the show's in a little early.
So, like, no, man. Thanks, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, for being our sponsor. Thanks everybody who tapped in with us on Facebook. Thanks everybody who taps in with us on our Instagram. Thanks everybody. Thanks for Tanner for calling into the show tonight. Another great one, y'all. Shame on you if you didn't call in. Remember, the show number is 929-477-3331. You know, I was calling with your sports opinion. Brandon, I didn't even get to my daggone. I had notes, news and notes on the Seattle Super Seahawks and, like, how Geno Smith, there's hope springs eternal in Seattle, man. They think they can go 6-0. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know how y'all going to beat San Francisco at home. But, like, man, we'll get into a little bit more conversation. NFL conversation. The season, we are here, y'all. Brazil, they snapping up. They kick them off in Brazil. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Kansas City and the Ravens. So, like, there we go, y'all. So, like,
Kansas City,
no,
Ravens at Kansas City, and then Philly and Packers in Brazil.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. So here we are, y'all. Get you some wing dings and some. Some celery and some ranch dressing, blue cheese, whatever you like, man. And throw your little kickoff party this weekend, man. All right, Crossroads Sports. But we had a great show tonight, Crossroads Sports. We'll be back next week, bigger and better than ever. Until then.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.
Mike, we just got the Bartesian. It's like having a full bar in our home.
Sounds amazing.
It is. With Bartesian, everything you need is in these little capsules. Bitters, real fruit juices. Then all you do is add your choice of liquor, and you got the perfect cocktail in under 30 seconds.
Wow, I may need a Bartesian.
For a limited time, save $50 on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. Only at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.